Horizon Electrical, this is Johnny.
Hey, Johnny, this is Dan Nelson with Local Splash. How you doing this Friday?
Hey, how's it going? Good,
another
how are
day
you?
In paradise. I put you in for Friday instead of Thursday, my bad.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was like, yeah, I was waiting for your call yesterday, and yeah, I got like, I don't know, 5 minutes to talk. So basically, the question I had is with that Google Verify, how much of that do you guys take ownership of like getting it up and running? Because I've looked into kind of doing it, but a lot of the stuff they ask me for, I'm kind of lost at, you know.
Okay. So we make you the owner of your Google page. We're just adding on as a manager. But here's what happens, right? When we create it, okay, they used to just require a PIN verification code, which was like a postcard. They don't really do that
mm-hmm.
very often anymore, like barely at all. So now they require video verification, which we have a team at our company that walks you through that process. We do the majority
okay.
of it for you, but you do have to do a video where you're registering the business, essentially. So a lot of times, you know, you guys do it
yeah,
like
that's
in your home
fine.
Address
I just,
or wherever.
Yeah,
know?
I looked online and they were asking me for all types of tax information and everything like that. And I was like, why do they care, you know? So,
right,
I mean,
right.
I'm all set up like a legitimate business, you know, through the state of Montana. My insurance is bonded and all that. But I felt like they were asking for too much information. I'm like, just for a Google Verified, I don't know how comfortable I feel because they're like asking me like what the IRS is asking me for. And I'm like, if this is going to be the case, I might not even look into it, which I guess I don't have a problem, but why would I want Google to have all my information as well, you know, just in case something gets hacked or, I mean, I could be pretty open, you know, to all that. So.
Right. No,
that's
an understandable concern. Like I get what you're saying completely. Just so you know the kind of backstory on it, because they didn't used to require all that. What happened initially, it was in the locksmith industry and the garage door industry. There was a lot of fake businesses that were popping up. And then it started happening on other industries too. So it used to be only locksmiths and garage doors had to go through that process. Now Google
mm-hmm.
does require it for any industry, essentially, right?
Is there like a page of what is required from them so I can take a look? Because the person I got that information from doesn't do it. Like he was just looking into it for me and he found a bunch of information. So you guys, since you're a bigger company and you do it all the time, you guys might know the ins and outs.
No,
I just,
yeah,
they were just asking me for some stuff and I'm like, that just sounds odd that they'd want that, you know?
So we send you at sign up, right? It'll say action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. They don't always require the advanced verification, but if they do, we want it on hand so it goes through like with like smoothly, right? But everything on there, so it'll say tools and or equipment, work vehicle with license plate, right? Some clients hide the license plate. It doesn't really matter.
I don't care about that stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. So there's a list that we send you, and we give you a link that you could click, and you could just attach the photos of it. And what we do is we don't use it like, you know, on your Google listing or on any of your directories or your social media. What we do is we use it for that advanced verification, right? We make it super easy. You know, at sign up, you get that action needed email, you know.
Okay. Hey, can I call you back? Is this a good phone
yeah.
number? Because I have a contractor calling me, and I had to set up an appointment with him. So, yeah, let me give you a call back once I'm done with him.
I'll send you my
Perfect.
Direct
Thank
line
you.
And extension. That way you could get straight to me. Okay?
Okay, sounds good. Thanks.
All right.
Bye.
You're welcome. Bye.